Biden drastically cuts number of criminal illegal aliens in federal custody. By John Binder on May 12, 2021. President Joe Biden has drastically cut the number of criminal illegal aliens in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The latest data from the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University shows that as of May 3, just a little more than 5,200 criminal illegal aliens were in ICE custody. Compare that total to the number of criminal illegal aliens ICE had detained in May 2019, when more than 23,200 were in federal custody. The drop in ICE detainment of criminal illegal aliens represents a 78% decrease compared to the same time 2 years ago when agents had broad authority to arrest and deport illegal aliens. The falloff of criminal illegal aliens in ICE custody comes after Biden's administration began implementing a series of sanctuary country orders that prevent agents from arresting and deporting illegal aliens unless they have been recently convicted of an aggravated felony or are terrorists or known gang members. Most recently, as Breitbart News reported, illegal aliens convicted of armed robbery, drunk driving, drug crimes, and arson are walking free out of Arizona prisons instead of being turned over to ICE agents for deportation. Likewise, in Florida, illegal aliens convicted of burglary, cocaine trafficking, grand theft auto, heroin trafficking, credit card fraud, and money laundering are being released back into American communities from prison rather than being taken into ICE custody. Illegal alien sex offenders, thanks to the Biden orders, have reportedly been released from U.S. Marshals custody. Without the orders, they would have been turned over to ICE agents for deportation. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.